This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Governments across Europe are stepping up restrictions to try to beat back a resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continent to their highest weekly level since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said there were more than 700,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week, a jump of 34% from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted that deaths were also up 16% last week from the previous week. Doctors are warning that while many of the new cases are in younger people who tend to have milder symptoms, the virus could again start spreading widely among older people, resulting in more serious illnesses. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston on Tuesday, IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath said the pandemic shut down business and industry across the world. Gopinath also stressed that the national monetary and fiscal policy should not be held back. Specifically, she said, governments should focus on direct aid to households and businesses. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump wrapping up their campaigning with the election now just 3 weeks away. Biden on Tuesday took his campaign to Florida, a state he called crucial for victory. On Tuesday, Trump took his reelection campaign to what political analysts consider the other key battleground state, Pennsylvania. An average of recent major polls shows Biden leading Trump in both Florida and Pennsylvania. The U.S. state of Texas joined a wave of Americans casting ballots at a record-setting pace, jamming early voting places ahead of the election showdown between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. Americans have cast more than 10 million early votes in person and by mail across the country, according to data compiled by the U.S. Elections Project. A bitter fight for the White House and control of Congress has helped inspire the high turnout, and many Americans are casting ballots early to avoid Election Day crowds amid the coronavirus safety concerns. Texas, normally a Republican-leaning state, has emerged as a competitive state in the presidential race this year as Biden holds a steady lead in national opinion polls over Trump and expands his campaign into new territory. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Confirmation hearing resumed a little later on Wednesday. During Tuesday's nearly 12-hour session, Judge Barrett declined to answer a range of questions from senators on how she might rule on legal disputes she would face if confirmed to fill a crucial vacancy on the country's high court. Barrett also rebuffed a question from a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee on whether she would recuse herself if she is quickly confirmed by the Senate from considering any legal disputes arising from the November 3rd national election. President Trump, who nominated Barrett, is trying to win his second term. He says he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested elections issues. Barrett is a favorite of U.S. conservatives looking to give the court a decided 6-3 conservative majority. A trio of space travelers launched successfully to the International Space Station for the first time using a fast-track maneuver to reach the orbit outpost in just 3 hours. NASA's Kate Rubins and two Russian cosmonauts lifted off from a site in Kazakhstan for a 6-month stint on the station. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Bye.